You are listening to 漫画先生。
It recently came to my attention that being able to produce the correct response to things is often one of the most difficult parts of Japanese for new to intermediate learners. This is because you have a limited vocabulary and often are concerned about using the right word or being concerned that the word that you need is actually some unknown variable. For example, if you're asked, how is your coffee? Is it appropriate to say, いいです? Or is it appropriate, or should you say, おいしいです? Or be like, まあまあ, is that an okay response if it's actually まあまあ? Today I want to go over a couple of unique responses that you can use in Japanese and when may be the appropriate time to use them, and potentially a methodology that you can use to be able to figure out what is the most appropriate way to respond to somebody. First off, when being able to reply to somebody in Japanese, when asked a polite or let's use it as a pleasantry, such as お元気ですか? Or どうですか? Or なぜですか? We can, ですか? We'll often revert back to more pleasantry-oriented or structured responses. So, お元気ですか? あ、元気ですよ。まあまあですよ。あ、最近疲れていますよ。That is a common response to お元気ですか? Now, it's just like in English where you want to exchange the pleasantries normally and then you can more get to the root of how you're actually feeling. In Japanese, there are two important aspects of this. The first one is called the honne and the second is called the tatemae. The honne is your true emotions or how you actually feel about something. The second, the tatemae, is the appropriate response given per situation that you are actually in. So for example, if you have been feeling slightly under the weather, but it is no of major concern, and someone asks you, お元気ですか? How are you? Are you well? In the States or in many other countries where it's more appropriate to be friendly as opposed to polite, we'll respond, feeling slightly under the weather recently. However, in Japan, we want to express our tatemae, which in this particular case would be, genki desu yo. Now, this is not necessarily lying, but you're trying to put your best foot forward. That being said, we also have, in this particular case, a time where maybe it's a little more close to home. Let's say something along the lines of, people that are close to you as friends. Depending on how close to you of friends they are, you want to express the level of appropriateness. So if your friend that you're very close to or is teaching you Japanese that you're on first name basis with, feel free to be able to express your true feelings. That being said, the more sterile the conversation is or the more obvious an expected response is, the more you want to be able to give that expected response. Think of things that you go through every single day. When you go through the grocery store, when you meet new people, when you talk to someone on the phone, when you are engaging in a job interview, when you are speaking of specifics of the weather or simply making pleasant conversation, all of those particular situations usually come with fairly stringent responses. It's what I try to use actual phrase books for. That being said, you can see there's a wide variety of ways to ask these questions from native speakers. So what I find useful is if it falls in line with one of those particular very stringent situations, despite their friendliness, always try to give the first expected response and move into a more informal conversation. I find being raised in a culture that is focused more on friendliness as opposed to politeness, that it's easier to move into a more pleasant conversation where we're both comfortable if doing so at the very beginning. However, if you're in a situation that necessitates politeness, more likely you are to actually give the expected response as well. I find the only time really where you want to give less stringent responses is in more private time or private situations. Usually doors closed and they're already speaking to you in less polite terms. I find that when you are when native speakers are speaking to non-native speakers, there's a limited amount of leniency that you give people who are non-native speakers, just like you would do in your native language. Also, there is a fantastic sentence which I recommend every new learner learn, which is, 申し訳ないけど、どうやってネイティブスピーカーとしてそれは言うんですか? I'm so sorry, but how would you have said that as a native speaker? I find being able to ask how they would have actually said said something is most likely the most useful technique you can use to actually learn that type of thing. That being said, that's all I have for today's episode. If you like this type of content, please make sure to give us that 5-star rating and review, as it does help us, and subscribe to us on our Instagram, where I do try to drop in every once in a while. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Until then, Johnny.